Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And I missed you,
I know,
Laura.
right? I missed you
Did
too.
you go to Kaohsiung or
I
something?
know, I did
You
actually. I
did?
love Kaohsiung. It's so beautiful there.
What did you do in Kaohsiung?
I ate a lot of
All
food,
right, the food there
okay?
is good.
Yeah, luckily I didn't get suntanned.
Oh.
Okay, but did you know that in Kaohsiung there's a beautiful lotus lake over there?
I heard about it, but I have not visited yet.
It's good because we're going to check out more about this lake today, so let's
Oh,
take a look.
perfect.
Discover Taiwan. Kaohsiung's beautiful Lotus Lake. Jacob and Maggie are at Lotus Lake in Kaohsiung.
The Kaohsiung Zuoying Guanyin Folklore Festival is lots of fun.
I agree. Did you like the parade?
Of course. What's happening right now, though?
This is the Welcoming the Fire Lions event.
Can we take part?
Yes, let's write down our wishes for the future.
Jacob and Maggie write their wishes on some paper.
What's next?
After they set the Fire Lion Lantern on fire, we throw our wishes in it.
Really? Why?
The Fire Lion will take our wishes to heaven. It will bring us good luck.
What does this festival celebrate?
This festival celebrates Baoshan Dadi's birthday.
Who's that?
He's the god of medicine. He protects people and keeps them healthy.
Cool.
The two friends throw their wishes into the fire.
What does this festival celebrate? Why is this festival held? Why do people celebrate this festival?
This festival celebrates Baoshan Dadi's birthday. This festival is held to celebrate Baoshan Dadi's birthday. People celebrate Baoshan Dadi's birthday on this day. Agree, 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 agreed, agreed. Terry wanted to eat at that Italian restaurant, and I agreed with him. Terry wanted to eat at that Italian restaurant, and I agreed with him. Wish, wish. Before you cut your birthday cake, you should make a wish. Before you cut your birthday cake, you should make a wish. Celebrate, 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 celebrated, celebrated. We celebrate New Year by having a big meal with all the family. We celebrate New Year by having a big meal with all the family. Protect, protect. Kenny's grandfather keeps a big dog to protect his house. Kenny's grandfather keeps a big dog to protect his house.
All right, so we're going to take a look at Jacob and Maggie, and they're going to visit Lotus Lake in Kaohsiung. Here, this is where we see the scenario. It says Jacob and Maggie are at Lotus Lake in Kaohsiung.
What a coincidence! That's
yeah.
where I went.
Oh, no wonder.
Okay, 我们来看一下，一开始呢，就有两个主角，就是 Jacob 跟 Maggie。 他在高雄的哪里呢？ Lotus Lake 就是莲池潭。
All right, so let's see what what happens. Jacob says, the Kaohsiung Zuoying Guanyin Folklore Festival. is lots of fun. Ah, that's a long name for the festival. But they're saying this place, Jacob is saying this festival, this place is a lot of fun. When something is lots of fun or are lots of fun, it means that you are enjoying something. And it makes you happy and it makes you laugh.
哇、wow, 所以一开始呢 Jake 就提到哇这个很长就是高雄左营万年祭真的好有趣好好玩哦。当我们说 something is lots of fun, 就是表示某个东西很好玩像是 the game was a lot of fun, so the game was very enjoyable.、OK, 另外 fun 这个字呢还可以用来形容某人很好玩啦很有趣跟他在一起就非常的欢乐是不是马上想到我的好朋友 Tiffany? Tiffany is super fun to be with. Or you could also say, it's so fun to be with Tiffany. I love being with you too.
I love being with you too.
I missed you so much.
I missed you as well.
Okay.
I'm so happy to see you.
I know. Okay, we're going to continue.
All right, so Maggie says, I agree. So she does think this place is lots of fun. Mm-hmm. She says, I agree. Did you like the parade?Now, a parade, I'm pretty sure many of you have seen before. It's a public celebration about a special day or it could be a special event. And lots of people or groups of people walk down a street. And what they do is they march or they walk, you know, on their feet. Or they even can ride in special cars called floats. Now, for example, if you've ever been to Disney...or Universal Studios, you know that at noontime or in the evening, they always have a parade to celebrate something. And it's usually just to say, oh, it's a happy day, so they have a parade for you guys.
I remember one of those when I went there. Okay, Maggie 呢，她刚刚提到就是 I agree, 我同意。然后接着她就提到了，你喜欢那个游行吗？没错，我们刚刚一直提到的 parade 这个字就是游行，而且我就记得刚刚 Tiffany 提到这个迪士尼的游行，可以看到超多非常可爱的卡通人物。And could you believe it? I once went to Osaka's Universal Studios on my birthday, and all the people from the parades and those floats, they came to me and said happy birthday to me.
No way!
They did, because I had a happy birthday sticker
on
my t-shirt.
Nice!
Right, 所以下次你们生日就可以跟那个园区要一个生日贴纸。And I spoke Japanese, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Right. 然后游行上呢，表演人员，你知道吗？他们那时候都跑来跟我说 Happy birthday, 因为他就是看到我那个贴纸。
Oh,
so cute.
I want to do that next time.
Yeah, do that next time.
I should go there for my birthday. I'm going to get that special sticker.
And I'll come with you.
Yes, I'm going to invite you to Disney then. We should do one in Disney.
Nice.
All right, so we saw the word power word agree. Agree is spelled A-G-R-E-E, agree.Agree is a verb and it means to have the same opinion and you say yes to something. So for example, do you think chocolate ice cream is the best ice cream flavor? If you answered yes, then you agree with me. That means you have the same opinion as me. You also think that chocolate is the best ice cream flavor. Now, if you do not agree and you do not think chocolate is the best ice cream flavor, I can say you disagree. I can add D-I-S in the front. So D-I-S-A-G-R-E-E, disagree to say that. You say no, you do not support my opinion. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Terry wanted to eat at that Italian restaurant, and I agreed with him. Terry wanted to eat at that Italian restaurant, and I agreed with him.
Excuse me, who is Terry? Is he your new boyfriend?
No, he's not.
Okay, it's just a friend.
He's just a friend. Terry, you're only just a friend.
Okay. 好，我们来看一下 agree 这个动词就是同意。通常我们会用 agree with某人来表示同意某人 like I agree with you or you could also say I agree with what you say 就是我同意你所说的那你也可以用 I agree that 后面这个子句来表示你同意的什么事情 For example, I agree that the house is too big 那刚刚 Tiffany 老师还提醒到如果我们在前面加上 D-I-S disagree 就是它的相反词表示不同意的意思所以看回刚刚的例句就是 Terry 只是 Tiffany 的普通好朋友好不好想要在那间意大利餐厅用这个用餐然后呢 Tiffany 就同意他啦
Well, I do like Italian food, so it's alright. Okay, let's continue reading. Next, Jacob says, Of course, what's happening right now, though? So remember, they're at this festival, maybe something, there's a parade going on, something is happening. He wants to know what is going on.
Okay, so Jacob 这时候就说当然当然诶不过呢他好像发现了什么他说现在正在进行的是什么呢
Maggie says, this is the Welcoming the Fire Lions event. Okay, something special is happening in the parade.
很有趣哦。所以 Maggie 就回说这是萤火狮的这个盛典。
Jacob says, can we take part?
接下来 Jacob 他好像很想参加说那我们可以 take part, 也就是参加吗
Maggie says, yes, let's write down our wishes for the future. So this is one way for you to take part.
好有趣哦 Maggie 就说可以啊那我们可以写下对未来的愿望吧。
And here we see another word, power word, wish, spelled W-I-S-H, wish.Wish here is used as a noun, and it means a desire for something to happen. It is a feeling that you really, really, really want to do something, or you really want something to happen, or you really want to have something. For example, if we look at the story of Cinderella, Cinderella's stepmom and stepsisters were really mean to her, so she made a wish one day. She hoped or she wanted something good to happen to her, or to maybe leave her stepmom or stepsisters behind. And guess what?What happened? Her wish came true. So the thing that she really, really, really hoped for came true. Now, I can also say, I hope my wish will come true. It means the thing that you really, really want, will come true, or you hope that it will come true. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, before you cut your birthday cake, you should make a wish. Before you cut your birthday cake, you should make a wish.
我们来看一下 wish, 这是个名词哦就是愿望啦许愿。所以如果我们要叫别人许愿我们可以用 make a wish, 像是生日的时候可能就会说 close your eyes and make a wish, so you can wish for something. 或者呢大家还记不记得阿拉丁里面有一个神灯 genie? The genie will grant you 3 wishes. 我每次的愿望如果有三个我就说我希望有许不完的愿望。
That's a smart way.
对这样我就不止三个。OK, 那刚刚我们还提到 my wish came true. That just means I got what I wish for. 我的愿望成真了。那看回刚刚的例句提到就是诶没错切蛋糕这个生日蛋糕之前应该要许个愿望哦。
That's right. You can make 3 wishes.Alright, so next let's continue reading. As we see another scenario and it says, Jacob and Maggie write their wishes on some paper.
那接着当然 Jacob 跟 Maggie 就在纸张上写下他们的愿望咯。
Then Jacob says, what's next?
对啊接下来是什么呢 Jacob 很想知道。
Maggie says, after they set the fire lion lantern on fire, we throw our wishes in it. Okay, so you can write your wish down and you can throw it into the fire. And I think that just helps it make the wish come true. When you set something on fire, it means you just cause this thing to start burning.
Okay, 所以他们这个 Maggie 就解释将火狮的这个灯笼点火之后就可以把他们愿望丢进去哦，这样可能会愿望成真哦。不过我们刚刚看到的片语 set something on fire 就是放火烧的意思啦。
And then next, Jacob says, really? Why? So why do we have to do this? Why do we throw the wishes in the fire?
对啊真的啊为什么呢我也很想知道。
Maggie says, the fire lion will take our wishes to heaven. It will bring us good luck. So maybe when it burns, the smoke goes up into the sky and it goes into heaven. I think that's probably what they mean and why they throw their wishes in there. Now, of course, we know that heaven is a place where people believe where God lives and this is where the good people go after they die. And of course, heaven really depends according to your own religion. So whatever your religion believes, some religions don't believe in heaven, but some do. So this is a place up in the sky where good things happen. So they believe that by burning it, the lion will take it to heaven, and this will bring you good luck, or this will bring you luck. And luck is just the things that happen to a person because of chance. Now, it could be good luck, good things, or it can be bad luck, bad things.
没错。好了，我们这里就知道原来为什么。因为 Maggie 解释说，火狮呢会带我们的愿望带上天堂，只会为我们带来好运哦。 这里的 heaven 当然就是天堂啦，那 luck 就是运气。OK， 当然也有 good luck or bad luck，OK， 所以有点要碰运气哦。那我们刚还看到就是这个 bring or take something， OK， 其实 take 跟 bring 的差别呢，简单来说 take 就是把某人或者是东西带走或者是拿到别的地方，而 bring 呢表示从别的地方把某人或是某个东西带来或是拿来。 So maybe I could use it in an example like this. Please take the empty cup away and bring me a cup of tea. 把这个空杯子拿走，给我拿杯茶过来。
Oh, okay. All right, next Jacob says, what does this festival celebrate?
Oh, 这时候 Jacob 也很好奇哦。他说这个节日到底是在庆祝什么呢？
And we see the word here, celebrate. It's spelled C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E. Celebrate. Celebrate is a verb and it means to do something special or enjoyable for an important day. So it could be a birthday, it could be a holiday, it could be a special occasion. So if it's your birthday, you might celebrate by having dinner or eating cake. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, we celebrate New Year by having a big meal with all the family. We celebrate New Year by having a big meal with all the family.
Celebrate 当然就是庆祝啦，它是个动词。So you can celebrate somebody's birthday or you can celebrate a holiday. 你可以庆祝节日，像是 celebrate Christmas.
That's right.
OK, 那我们刚刚看到例句指的就是我们跟全家一起享用大餐来庆祝新年。
And Maggie says this festival celebrates Bao Shen Dadi's birthday.
OK, 所以这个节庆是为了庆祝宝生宝生大帝的这个诞辰咯。
And Jacob says, who's that? Okay. And Maggie says, he's the god of medicine. He protects people and keeps them healthy. So yes, if you want a healthy body, if you really want to stay healthy this year, it's very important that you celebrate his day. Now we saw the word protect here. It's spelled P-R-O-T-E-C-T. Protect.Protect is a verb and it means to keep something or someone from being harmed, lost, or hurt. Okay, so if you ride a bicycle, you should wear a helmet to protect your head. Let's take a look at the sample sentence. It says, Kenny's grandfather keeps a big dog to protect his house. Kenny's grandfather keeps a big dog to protect his house.
哦，原来他是医学之神，然后呢，这个神明可以保护人们，然后保持他们身体健康。那我也好想去哦。OK， 那 protect 当然就是保护的意思，它是个动词。所以刚刚的例句 Tiffany 提到就是 Kenny 的祖父养了一只大狗来保护他的房子哦。
And then Jacob says, cool. And then last we see in the article that the two friends throw their wishes into the fire. Hopefully their wish will come true.All right, so we have a magic box here, so let's take a look at that before we go to our review time, and we'll be right back.
Magic box, 找亮点。
Hello, 我是 Casey. 今天要跟大家分享 fire 这个字的用法。Fire 当名词用，意思是火，大家都已经知道了。那如果是着火呢，我们就可以用 be on fire 这个片语来表示。In just a few minutes, the entire building was on fire. In just a few minutes, the entire building was on fire. 才几分钟的时间，这整栋大楼就着火了。再来呢，如果是放火烧某个东西，就可以搭配 set 这个动词啦。Set something on fire, 使某个东西起火。像是呢 ,the man was caught because he set the house on fire.The man was caught because he set the house on fire. 那名男子因为纵火被抓起来了。那有着火当然就有灭火啦。灭火的英文呢是 put out the fire 或是 stop the fire. 举个例子 ,the firefighters arrived at the burning building and put out the fire. 消防员抵达现场并将这场火扑灭了。The firefighters arrived at the burning building and put out the fire.Fire 呢，除了火这个字的解释之外，其实还可以用在很多其他地方，像是火堆啊、炉火这类的东西。So it's cold in here. Should we light a fire? 这里好冷，我们要不要把炉火点起来呢？或者是 We built a fire beside our tent in the forest. 我们在森林中的帐篷边生了火。 以上学了这么多 fire 的用法，就来复习一下吧。该怎么说？社区的所有人一起扑灭了这场大火呢？休息一下，大家马上揭晓。拜拜。
The answer is everyone in the neighborhood helped to put out the big fire. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, so today let's try to fill in the blanks. We'll give you a sentence and you have to try to guess the word in the sentence. So you have to compete with Laura again.
I know, I'm so good.
She's back again, alright?
I know, right?
Alright, so are you ready? The first one is, we will blank the moon festival by having a barbecue outside.
庆祝这个中秋节 celebrate.
That's right. Okay, number two. My mom and dad didn't blank with each other, so they had a little fight.
感觉他们吵架，所以他们东西都不同意，对不对？讲的东西agree.
That's right. Next one. I closed my eyes and made a blink when I blew out the candles on my birthday cake.
闭眼睛但是要许愿 make a wish.
That's right. And lastly, you should wear a hat or sunglasses to blink
protect
yourself from the
that's
sun.
That's our last word.
Very good. Yes. All right. So did you guys get all the answers correctly?
I did.
I think she beat you guys. But don't worry. You still have another chance to win in the next day of our article. So don't forget to stick to day 2, and we'll see you guys soon. Bye!
Kaohsiung's beautiful Lotus Lake. Jacob and Maggie are at Lotus Lake in Kaohsiung.
The Kaohsiung Zuoying Wannian Folklore Festival is lots of fun.
I agree. Did you like the parade?
Of course. What's happening right now, though?
This is the Welcoming the Fire Lions event.
Can we take part?
Yes. Let's write down our wishes for the future.
Jacob and Maggie write their wishes on some paper.
What's next?
After they set the fire lion lantern on fire, we throw our wishes in it.
Really? Why?
The fire lion will take our wishes to heaven.It will bring us good luck.
What does this festival celebrate?
This festival celebrates Bao Shen Dadi's birthday.
Who's that?
He's the god of medicine. He protects people and keeps them healthy.
Cool.
The two friends throw their wishes into the fire.
Agreed. Terry wanted to eat at that Italian restaurant, and I agreed with him. Wish. Before you cut your birthday cake,You should make a wish. Before you cut your birthday cake, you should make a wish. Celebrate. We celebrate New Year by having a big meal with all the family. Protect. Kenny's grandfather keeps a big dog to protect his house. Kenny's grandfather keeps a big dog to protect his house.